Okay, thank you for sharing your wisdom on the Anapanasati Sutta. It's been such a gift. Could you explain if the steps need to be experienced sequentially? That is, does sukha always need piti before, or can one experience sukha after calming the mind without piti every single time, with immeasurable gratitude? No, this doesn't have to be sequential at all. It's sometimes it's helpful to have structures that you work with, just to remind one, or to you know, the mind does need structures in order to have a game plan. But within that, one, there's lots of room for again coming back to experience. What seems helpful? What's the experience? What works? What are our areas that are, say, what didn't work before? And then, it might be interesting to pick up and try again. So those are one's using the practice in a way that basically you can access at any point, but there is a certain sequential encouragement in grounding attention in the body right from the get-go. But then it'll unfold in its own way, and there's some areas that just seem one skips over, and it works on another piece that seems grabbing attention or seems relevant at the time. So you've got lots of ways of accessing it, playing with it, experimenting with it. And that's the beauty of, say, 16 steps to Anapanasati. You've got lots to play with. It's hard to wear it out. I'm grateful to all the monastics for their teachings and living your life according to Dhamma, being different from conventions of this society. I grew up in an environment where any difference was met with hostility. I was bullied, I was robbed a few times, I didn't feel safe. No wonder the idea of the refuge always resonated with me, and I found the refuge not only in the Dhamma but also in this country, creating a safe environment to be different. However, even after living in very tolerant California for many years and generally feeling myself safe here, whenever I'm outdoors practicing walking meditation and I see or hear strangers approaching me, my mind begins to rush in anticipation that this encounter would turn hostile, and being on precepts makes me feel particularly vulnerable. Could you share some teaching about protecting qualities of the Dhamma and how I can feel less fear while